have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day, we must make a quality decision. I know with everything going on, some mornings I wake up and I ask myself, is this real? Is this really still going on? But with God, we have an anchor in the storm. Be encouraged on this morning. Though the boat be rocking, it is securely anchored this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our anchor. He is our foundation. He is our security in this season. So I want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. We're going to go through a few announcements on this morning. We want to invite you to our Celebration Tabernacle Church virtual services, which are streamed through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. So if you do not have a home church, or you would also like to be involved with our online virtual community, please tune in Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. where we stream live from the sanctuary. It's a full praise and worship service and a powerful, relevant, on-time word. And on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for family enrichment night, we have a conversation. We go through the word similar to we do here on Make Your Day Count through live video. So we want to encourage you to be a part of Celebration Tabernacle Church, and we want to invite you for our Easter service, which is going to be a stay-at-home service. But we want you to gather your family with the excitement and anticipation just as you would on any other Easter morning. You know, during Easter, a lot of times it's a special time for the family. The little girls get all dressed up and such, and the Easter suits and stuff. So we want to encourage you as a family to still and to greatly anticipate this celebration of Resurrection Morning in your home. And what we're going to do is ask our people, our families, to take pictures and to post them in the comments as the service is being streamed live from the sanctuary. So we want you to be excited. Let's not feel like we're missing out on anything this Easter because we're staying at home. Let it be the best Easter ever as we gather with our family and love one another and rejoice in the freedom that we have, because the grave is empty and our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sins, he lives again. So he died so the will could be executed, and he lives again to enforce it. So there are so many benefits in his resurrection, and the same power that Amen. Resurrected Jesus Christ from the tomb, Amen. It is in each and every one also, each and every one of us also during these times. So we want to encourage you on this morning to be excited. You are not missing out on anything this year. We can still celebrate. We could still be joyful. We could still have great anticipation. We could still gather together as families. You know, your family is the most important thing. Your family. So we want to encourage you in this season to look for the positive, look for things to rejoice about. And also, we're asking for Make Your Day Count family. If you would like to sow into this radio program, to please send your giving to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida 32923. So if you specifically would like to sow a seed into the Make Your Day Count broadcast, we're asking you to send a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida 32923. Good morning, Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, Pastor Diana. Awesome to be alive. It is awesome to be alive. And every one of our listeners who are listening to us know that in 2019, we came on the year by a mandate from God. Mm-hmm. And the program is specific. Make your day count? It's a sobering feeling that I have as I sit around this microphone and think of listening to the voice of God for this radio program, Make Your Day Count. It sounds like John the Baptist. You know, he was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying I'm John the Baptist. I say it sound like. Because people always twist stuff up. You know, I'm just making an analogy and a comparison. Yeah, draw a reference here. That John the Baptist went out ahead of Jesus Christ. He was not Jesus Christ. But he says, there's one who come in. Prepare the way. He was a pointer. And so last year we came on here pointing out a fact that we are to make our day count. Because life is?
Short.
Death is?
Sure. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
Yes. Those were the point we were making. Mm-hmm. The statistic right now throughout the world is confirming that life is short. Mm-hmm. People are dying. No one ever think 2020 we were going to see people that were healthy, happy, last week is gone. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing story of people that all of a sudden just wake up and between 2 days they were gone. That's why we say, make your day count. Make your day count. Why? Life is
short.
And there is no do-over. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no do-over, Pastor Dai. Mm-hmm. And what happened to this plague that is unleashed upon, and we're going to pray it out. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God. Mm-hmm. And I believe with all my heart that this will soon come to an end.
Yes.
It will soon come to an end. Be encouraged, listeners. It will come to an end.
Yes.
When the people of God cry out, mm-hmm. when the people of God cry out, He always hear them. He mm-hmm. always hear them. When the people of God cry out, God hears. He doesn't turn a deaf ear. You know, we cried out to Him, and He said, no, I'm not listening. No, God listen.
Yes.
And we have proof of that. 1 John 5. Go there. 1 John 5, 1 John chapter 5, and verse 14 and 15. When the people of God cry out, God hears them. And that's why I have certainty that this plague will pass and pass quickly.
Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him.
That's right.
And His will is health.
His will is health. Yes. So we know when we ask God for healing power to be released on this land. Mm-hmm. Go to, I think it's in, If My People Are Called By My Name.
Second Chronicles
7. Mm-hmm. Second Chronicles 7, verse 14.
If My people who are called by My name will humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
That's the will of God. So we have a part to play in this. We have a part to play in what is going on. And we are to play our part. We are to support our first responders. We are to support our doctors. They are on the front line. And we have to support them in praying. They're doing what they know.
Yes.
And we need to do what we know. Mm-hmm. If My people, we are all the people of God mm-hmm. who are called by His name. We are called by His name. Now let's humble ourselves. We don't have the answer. That is humility. We're going to cry out before the Lord. Lord, I do not know. I do not have the answer. Our government don't have the answer, but you have the answer. Yes. That's the way. That's the humility here. Lord, we put our trust in you. You have the answer to this epidemic. You have the answer to COVID-19. I come to encourage you, be of good cheer. God has the answer. And I was saying to you, Pastor Diane, as we were walking in the studio here, that God always have a ram in the bush.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. The solution is there.
The solution is there. Mm-hmm. Always. Mm-hmm. When the children of Israel in Egypt was in bondage and struggling for years there, God wasn't sleeping. Mm-hmm. But the ram was Moses.
Yes.
God raised up Moses to deliver them.
Yes.
God always have a ram in the bush.
Bush.
When God says to Abraham, go offer Isaac up as a sacrifice. And he moved by faith. Mm-hmm. But when he reached Mount Moriah, he found out that God has a ram in the bush. Mm-hmm. God always have a ram in the bush.
Mm-hmm. And that goes right back to where we just were in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. The confidence.
Yes.
Abraham had to have the confidence that even though it didn't look like.
Yes.
At the time, that God had the ram in
the
bush. And the closer he got to the place, to the appointed place, then his eye was able to see. The ram in the bush. He didn't see the ram in the bush when he was afar off, but he had to walk in confidence knowing that there was a promise attached to his seed, Isaac, and Isaac was his seed, and there was a promises attached to his life. So therefore, he couldn't die too soon.
That's right.
And the ram was right there in the bush. So we have to walk in confidence as we're moving, as we're flowing in the things of God. Confidently, just Moses, he was in the wilderness. He was not as confident. He had insecurities and such. And he had to have this conversation back and forth with God where God was assuring him that he was fully equipped, that it was time, that it was his season, that he was called to be a deliverer, that he was trained up for such a time as this. Moses had to look past his insecurities and walk with confidence. Back to the place that he was called, that he was being petitioned to, because God heard the cries of the people. They were in hard bondage, and they were crying out to God. So Moses had to walk in confidence. He had to separate himself from his insecurities and walk in confidence, which brings us right back to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, He hears us. So we have to be doing the possible. As we're doing the possible in confidence, God is stepping in with the impossible. We have to do what we know to do, what we're able to do. We have to work with what is in our hand. And then God brings the impossible. God does his part. As we walk confidently and we work it through, the solution is right there. The ram is in the bush. Just like when you were talking about a couple of weeks ago, Pastor, on Sunday morning you were preaching, you were talking about Mara, that the tree to make the bitter water sweet was right there. So the solution was right by the problem. Make your day count. We're going to pick this up tomorrow.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're the God of my salvation. You're the Lord of my house. some.